Okay. And which one should I go with? Okay. And don't matter.
Yeah.
All right. Well, no, forget it. welcome to Bar Talk, folks. It is we are here with
Beamer
and DJ K. Another installment of Bar Talk. I want to welcome all of our
is it installment or insulation?
We ain't putting up drywall.
Installation.
Another episode of Bar Talk. I want to welcome all of our any new viewers who are listening or listeners who are tuning in for the first time. Welcome. It's Bar Talk. Two guys in a bar, and hence we are talking.
We are chatting.
Yeah, we are recording live at Tom Fullery's restaurant
and bar.
About to say bar and grill. Tom Fullery's restaurant and bar. And it's 714 Ash, A-S-H, Boulevard, Middletown, Delaware.
Ash.
If you're in the area, make sure you come on down, check us out. If you come, and we do this every Wednesday night, so if you're here on a Wednesday night, come on through. You want to sit in on the show, hey, we'll buy you drinks.
Hey, even if you're here on a Thursday night, because Keith, he does DJ here on Thursday nights too.
Yeah,
so.
DJ K. Thanks for calling me Keith. All right, so
we haven't said that one already.
Don't be giving up my government. But hence, we're two guys sitting in the bar, and we're talking. We talk about what guys talk about. And that's about it. If you're listening on someone else's iPhone or anything like that, we're available. It's free to subscribe on iTunes. We're available on Podomatic.com if you have an iOS device, an iPad or anything like that. Or a regular Samsung or smartphone, you can download the app for free, Podomatic.com. Go to your Play Store, download the app for Podomatic. It's free, and once you're in, you subscribe to Bar Talk, and that's it.
Bar Talk with Beamer and DJ K.
Beamer and DJ K. That simple.
Make sure to put
free. You can contact us at BarTalk1@yahoo.com. BarTalk1@yahoo.com.
That's number one.
The number one. All right. And that's it for all the normal, boring plugs. So let's get to the meat and potatoes, man. It's Bar Talk. We're going to start off with our traditional drink. All right. We're live in the bar. We're drinking. Drinking for real. We're not in the basement. We're not in the studio. We're live in the bar. And we're about to kick it off, man. Here's to a great episode of Bar Talk. Mm-hmm. I've actually switched up this week.
I did notice that is a little, it's a tan kind of.
I'm drinking a Blue Moon.
Yeah, that's. Blue Moon's got like a kind of a orangey, swampy looking, you know what I mean? Like
swampy.
It's very opaque.
Mm. All right. So, a lot of things we want to do. And this episode here, okay, we're nearing the end of the year.
Yes, we are.
If you listened last year, if you listened to our previous episodes, around this time, tonight we're going to announce our nominations for the Bar Talk Person of the Year. Next week, we're going to talk about, just a preview, we're going to go over the Ask Men Top 99 Hottest Chicks.
Yes, we did that last year.
We went through it last year. We totally disagreed with their list, totally.
And with... Without even going through it, I'm going to say probably a good chance we will disagree with it again.
With this one. Yes. So I'm going to say this right now. Number 99 really pisses me off that this person is ranked down there. But hey, we'll talk about that next week.
Teaser.
But anyway, yeah, we're going to have our nominees for Person of the Year. Who was our Person of the Year last year? I believe it was Miley Cyrus.
I do believe we did end up going with Miley Cyrus. Yes.
Miley Cyrus was the Person of the Year last year. So we're going to do our nominations, our nomination episode.
And next week,
Keith, we're going to stretch it out throughout the show so we won't get it all in one shot. So we'll, you know, break it down and then.
We want to make sure Keith will be attempting another pound of sauerkraut next week also.
Yes, another attempt. And keep in tune, too, sometime between. This week and next week before this episode. Well, I'm saying it now.
Yeah, like they're going to hear this.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the episode that we had
Not even back talking.
Yeah.
No, we have an episode coming up. Look out for it.
Yes.
It's on the road with Bar Talk. Me and Beamer, we're on the road. We're going to a comedy show. It's going to be coming out. So listen for that. It's a special added
thing. Special, yes.
All right.
That was our year-end bonus.
Yes, yes. So we're going to jump right into it. Beamer, you had this thing you wanted to talk about before we get to our nominations here.
Oh, you mean my rant?
Yeah, I mean, I know you don't want to say it for later, but
well,
let's get to the rant.
Okay. All right, so this is what happened. Last night, the 9th of December, there's a show in the U.S. called Sons of Anarchy, right?
Which I don't watch.
Which Keith does not watch. It was the series finale. The show, that was the last episode, it was it. I had 10 different friends. Well, actually, I had 10 people that were friends and 2 that are no longer friends on Facebook because I just got sick of listening to it. Everybody was posting on there, don't post anything about Sons of Anarchy. Don't put any, you know, don't say anything about it. I'm behind in episodes. I'm this, I'm this, I'm that. And I'm like, if you're that far behind and you're really worried that somebody's going to throw out what happens in an episode or in a movie or whatever, and you're really, you know, you're almost ready to watch it, don't go on fucking Facebook. Don't go on social media.
Yeah, you're a small percentage of...
Yes.
I mean, a group of people that's going to talk about it.
And so I'm not the type of
blame
person.
Yourself. If you're that big of a fan, you wouldn't be behind.
Yeah, I'm not the type of... I mean, I understand real life does take precedence. Trust me, you know, we get that. And that's fine, but when you go and you directly put out there, I will defriend people if you say, you know...
I'm a comedian.
I drop
people. Just because you say...
I drop people because they said, I will defriend. And I'm like, I don't know you that... I knew them... Back in the day, and we're just Facebook friends, we're acquaintances on there, and it's like, fuck you. You know what I mean?
Wow, you really...
It really bothered me with that.
It's not a big deal.
But maybe that's part of the reason why I got a little bit of a health scare right now, too, so...
it's not a big deal.
The old blood pressure's a little bit higher than it should be, so... Not joking on that one, so I gotta be, I feel like if I vent it out, I'm not holding it inside. And hopefully that'll help a little bit. But it's just the fact. Well, the two people I dropped, like I said, they post game requests. They post, you know, stupid stuff about their animals. And, you know, as I said, I don't really talk to them. I haven't talked to them in years and years and years. And it was just like,
okay,
if you got that much of a problem with people posting stuff, don't go on. It's not... Going on Facebook is not a right. It's a luxury. There's no, you know, you don't have a God-given right to go on Facebook and be able not to see somebody post about a TV show. It's not that big of a deal.
It's not that big of a deal that you're making a big deal.
Yeah, it just got me last night. When we see that many people doing it.
There are black people getting killed by policemen. There's women who were molested by Bill Cosby.
Oh, no.
There's kids committing suicide. Wilmington was ranked... Or Wilmington, we live in Delaware. It's a town called Wilmington. I grew up in.
City.
It is a city. It is, Newsweek did an article and they labeled it Murder Town USA. That's a serious issue. And you're worried about people who are mad if someone posts.
That's just
something about a TV show.
But that's what I'm saying. It was so stupid. Why post that? We've got so much other shit that's going on. I don't give a shit about that. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going.
But you defriend the people over it.
Well, there's people that I really well friends with anyway. So,
okay.
Just a good reason to get rid of them. I mean, those two people were being kind of belligerent about, I can't believe people are posting on here. Get off of it. Don't look at it. It's not that hard. Just saying. That was,
Well, can I say this? I mean, we're friends. I don't want to, Let me just say this, Beamer. If this is a TV show, if they say don't do that, come on. I mean, let me just put it this way. It's not like it was Walking Dead or Gotham or The Flash. Then there'd be a problem.
If it shows that you watch, then it's...
Then it would be a serious problem.
And I didn't even realize somebody...
I got a problem with Beamer. I don't know if I'm going to keep him because he don't watch The Walking Dead.
Man, I need to catch up.
How well do I know Beamer? That's what I'm sitting here pondering right now. Why are we friends on Facebook? Keith does not watch The Walking Dead.
Keith gets his rocks off watching fucking zombified people.
Do you watch Gotham?
Yeah. I did miss the last episode of Gotham.
I don't know you right now. I don't know who you are. You
missed the last episode. I didn't miss it. It was interrupted when the show was on. So when I recorded it, it was like 15 minutes off.
What about The Flash, mid-season finale?
I have not watched The Flash. I've told you I've not watched The Flash. I watched two episodes.
This may be the last podcast of Bar Talk with Beamer DJ.
I watched two episodes of The Flash, and I just couldn't get into it. It was just...
What?
I couldn't do it. The one character who plays the main doctor that's like the guy that is trying to figure out how The Flash can go and build up his powers and this and that. The dude, he had a TV show back in the day, Ed. I just don't like him as an actor. He's just kind of annoying. It's kind of like,
I'm sure you've seen the write-ups about it and the praise about it.
Oh, no, I'm not saying it's not a good... I thought maybe I can go and I can start from the beginning. When I saw it, it was a couple episodes in, and it was like, it was the wrong time to go and start watching it. So that's all. It's a TV show, you know what I mean?
The Flash! Yeah. It's not just a TV show! It's the fucking Flash!
And if, in case anybody can't catch that, Keith is doing his traditional eating while talking on a podcast.
It's the Flash.
So,
The Flash, Gotham, and Walking Dead.
Yes. And honestly, like I said, the last episode of Gotham, I haven't gone on demand to watch it because it got cut into. Because if I remember correctly, that was the same day as the results in Ferguson. And the recording got pushed up 15 minutes.
Oh.
Civil Distress takes 15 minutes of a TV show. That's about it.
All right. Okay, so the Beamer ran.
But honestly, with Gotham, if you told me how it ended, I really wouldn't be like, oh my God, I can't believe this is bullshit. You know, it's a TV show.
Yeah, that's true. So. All right. It was very good. But I recommend Gotham. I recommend The Flash. And I highly recommend The Walking Dead. The order is Walking Dead, Gotham, and The Flash. But the last Flash episode, oh gosh.
Man.
I don't know if you tried watching Marvel, S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, yeah, I watched
it. You tried.
Oh, I watched
it. You watched Marvel, S.H.I.E.L.D., mm-hmm. but you can't get into The Flash. Everything that you expect Marvel, S.H.I.E.L.D. to be, that it's not, The Flash is. That's the only example I can give you. It's okay, but it doesn't have this and this. The Flash has it. Trust me.
Fair enough. I will have to go from the beginning and
catch up. Trust me.
I mean,
what you want the
S.H.I.E.L.D.
Marvel
got that hot ass girl Sky on it. Yeah, she's fucking hot.
What you want,
Agent Clark? Come on, man.
There's what Marvel or S.H.I.E.L.D. doesn't have that you're like, oh, I'm going to keep watching it. I'm going to, and you got well, maybe this girl, but I'm telling you, Flash has it. That's all I'm saying.
Agent Clark from the Avenger movies and all that. There's no way a 50-year-old man that looks, you know, just kind of just like normal.
This woman is not naked or any bikinis or anything or even brassieres at any time during the show. She's always fully clothed. I'll leave it at that. If that gets you off, go ahead.
I'm not getting off to watch the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
You said, oh, she's hot.
Oh, she's hot, but it doesn't mean I'm fucking jerking off the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I like the fucking Avengers movies. I like, you know, every one of them except the whole series of comic books except for...
Marvel's the S.H.I.E.L.D. wants you to tie the comic book movies. And
except,
they expect you, and they lure you in saying, oh, it's going to tie into the movies.
Well, it did tie into...
Very small. I've watched them.
Into Captain America 2, Winter Soldier, yes.
Yeah, but what's the tie-in?
What was it? It was...
And how many episodes before there was a tie-in? How many episodes before there was like... you comic strip, superheroes, you want to see fighting, right? How many fight scenes do you actually get? How many special effects?
Well, it's TV, dude.
Time out. There you go. Watch The Flash.
I just told you. I will go and I will start from the beginning on Flash.
Everything that you said it's TV.
You guys heard me, right? Mm-hmm. I heard. See, there was a response back. That's amazing. That I just talked to people and they responded back through a recording.
But I love what you just said. It's TV. The Flash, you're going to be like, wow. I'm telling you.
Fair enough.
Last night's the mid-season finale for The Flash.
And Walking Dead, I will try as soon as I can get... Because I don't have a Netflix account. I don't know why I never fucking got it, but I will get one for the wintertime, especially when we get all the snow that we're going to get. And
you should never have been behind in the first place. It's the freaking Walking Dead.
Well, when it was coming on, that was...
Don't you find time to see Sons of Anarchy?
Actually, I missed three seasons of Sons of Anarchy.
I really don't know who you are, Beaver. I don't even watch Sons of Anarchy.
It was like Lost. Lost, I missed like... I missed huge portions of Lost. And I was lost caught up
during the whole thing
Lost. I missed huge portions. I watched the first two seasons and then couldn't watch it. Then the DVR wasn't available at the time, so I couldn't, you know what I mean?
See, that's the problem with technology. You're too dependent on technology. What happened to old school? Hey, the show comes on this time, I'm going to make sure I'm there.
Well, not, but I was working during that time.
Oh, you work? You're like Tommy. You ain't got no job.
No, at that point in time, I was working at a bank doing a call center, taking calls in at night.
On what, Lost?
During Lost, when it was on.
Oh, I'm talking about fucking Sons of Anarchy.
Well, Sons of Anarchy, like I said, I used to watch it with a buddy of mine, and I stopped watching and caught up with it later on, but I didn't even catch up like with all the shows. So there's portions of the show that I never saw.
Okay.
But I got I have enough 2 cents in my brain at least that I can go and watch something, catch up to a point, and be able to understand what happened throughout the fucking show. Right. It's not that big of a deal.
You didn't do it with The Flash. Anyway.
Well, I will.
For real. Okay.
I will catch up with The Flash.
All right. Okay, so.
Keith and Dick.
All right.
I did acquire Tourette's over the last, 15 minutes of conversation, so if I just blurt out, fuck Keith. I don't mean that. I don't mean that. It's just my Tourette's. So. And it's not making fun of anybody with Tourette's.
All right. Yeah. You're going to help the Tourette's population now come after you. All right. So let me jump right into my first nomination here. We both have three nominations. And they will be whittled down next week. And we will have our final, our final nomination and then our person of the year. My first one, and I know last year it was pretty much all females in my categories, all females. Slight change this year with my first one, my first person of the year nomination, my first nomination for Bar Talk person of the year. You ready? Johnny Manziel.
Johnny Football.
Johnny Football.
And if anybody doesn't know,
Texas A&M.
He's a quarterback.
College.
A college quarterback, and he plays for the Cleveland Browns now.
Heisman Trophy winner.
Heisman Trophy winner.
Okay, here's
all
why.
All 5'4" of them.
Here's why he's my nominated dude. Okay, he won the Heisman. Now, granted, let me just say this. He's from a family. His parents are well-to-do.
They're wealthy.
Yeah, they're wealthy.
I mean, he had like a Ferrari or something in college. And
well-to-do. He won the Heisman. He was 19, 20 years old at the time. He lived the college life the way a 19 or 20-year-old college athlete should live. Girls,
especially partying, with money.
And he won the Heisman Trophy.
And he was traveling around
You got pictures taken when he's in casinos, bottles of Moet. This and that. Of course, he's underage. Shouldn't be drinking. He's not even allowed in the casinos because he was underage. That came under fire. There was this whole thing about him signing autographs, all kinds of crap. He's out partying late. There's all kinds of videos of people with him at TMZ.
I want to make sure we get the hold on. You skipped over. He was signing autographs. In college, you're not allowed to sign autographs for money. You know,
they were
He had something. It was like they figured somewhere between 10,000 to 12,000 autographs that he had signed. He got paid for,
there was no proof of
the
money.
There was no proof of the money trap.
So he didn't get paid.
They don't know if he got paid for. He just did it for free because he's that good
nice
of a guy. Yeah, but
next game, wait a minute. After those things came out, he's been investigated. Next game, he scores a touchdown. He does this. The thing with his fingers like he's counting money in his hands. So that's now his new symbol.
But he was suspended in college because of that.
A half.
For a half of a game.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just like, you can just come in late. Don't
only
worry
because.
That was him in every class that he had. Just come in late. Don't worry about it, Johnny.
But you know what's bad? They suspended him. He got penalized for something that they think he did but have no proof, so they penalize him. Basically, that's it. We think you robbed the bank, so we're going to put you in jail for, you know, for a month.
And that could
but we have no proof that you robbed this bank. Yeah, that's basically what it comes down to.
But that's also college sports, which that's another conversation on another day. Cause
but he went through that. He gets, he does okay in college. That's a, you know, he comes out early, of course. College, you got to do 2 years. Comes out, joins the NFL, gets drafted by the Cleveland Browns. You would think his ways, you know, all kinds of things, these little wild run-ins. He's out partying all night. And this is before he's even drafted on a team. I'm like, he's freaking 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Heisman Trophy winner. Going to be highly, you know, touted in a draft. What's he supposed to do? So anyway, he gets drafted. He goes to the Cleveland Browns. They already have a starter in place. This guy is doing okay. Fans are clamoring to get Johnny Football in. They bring him on, on a play. You know, they bring him on a trick play. He scores a touchdown, but there was a penalty and got called back. But that one play has people, their mouths, they're salivating for him to start. They're still going with their regular starter. Now, granted, they're winning. As long as they're winning, Johnny Football sits on the bench. There was a game where the starter was playing bad. They brought Johnny Football in. He drives him down for a touchdown. People are going nuts. Granted, he got sacked in the game, fumbled, and they scored a touchdown off his sack. But they don't blame him for that.
Oh, no.
But make a long story short, the last game they played, he didn't get in. The quarterback was playing bad again. Johnny Football stayed on the bench. Turns out the night before, he was at a Cleveland Cavaliers basketball game. And the game started like around 10 o'clock, so he was out past curfew at a basketball game. And they're saying the only reason why they didn't bench the quarterback and bring him in because he was at this this basketball game. Just to shorten things up, he's going to be starting now. And this is his first time really to prove to everybody what he can do.
Yeah.
So you're saying, well, why is he your man of the year? Because you know what? He does what he wants to do. He doesn't care about image. He hasn't been arrested. He has no rape charges, no nothing. He's out partying, drinking, having a good time. I mean, to me, he's a I ain't gonna say he's an example of bar talk, but no legal troubles, had no police record. He's out partying, he's enjoying his age. He's freaking 20. 22. I think he's 21. He just turned 20. Yeah, he's 22 years old
now.
It's
his birthday. I just looked it up. It was December 6th.
He's
so.
22 years old. He's enjoying life like a 22-year-old should. Oh, and they're bucking him for it. When you're 22 and you got money, you want to go to a club. He's single. You want to go out, dance, party, meet girls. He goes out. Oh, my gosh, he's out partying. Really? He's 22 years old. So anyway, keep doing what you're doing, Johnny. As long as you don't break the law, you're my man. So that's my my first nomination for Person of the Year, Johnny Football Manziel.
Okay. Now I got just one statement to say, and I will take your nomination, and I will appreciate it. This is my question.
Gee.
What if he was black? How different would the media look at him?
There's plenty of black athletes that have been at that. That doesn't even make a difference.
Okay. That's
it's like that all the time. No, doesn't mean anything.
Fair enough.
You go back to Deion Sanders. You don't know how Deion Sanders was. He created Deion Sanders.
Yeah, prime time.
Wait,
yeah.
Prime time when he was in college.
Mm.
And he basically had a brand. His name was in entertainment, the whole thing, whether you're an actor, a musician, or whatever. Mm. Your name, you have to make yourself a brand. That way you can market yourself. Once you get to a certain level, you can copyright yourself. You make yourself a brand. That's like the big thing in Hollywood. I mean, that's what they do now.
Mm-hmm.
He made himself a brand. This is back in like the 80s.
Yeah.
Before this was even popular. He became prime time in college. And he was basically, he marketed himself in college as prime time. So, and he was flashy, you know, he was showing up in these fancy cars to the games and practices.
He was swagger before swagger was actually swagger.
But there's a lot of players like that now, you know, so that's no big deal.
Fair enough.
No big deal. Only thing, real quick, the only thing, like James Winston, the black quarterback, won the Heisman for Florida State. He was a freshman. He's getting arrested for shit.
Yes, he is.
You know, there's this whole thing with the girl, which I think is totally bullshit because I've been in college. I've known football players. I've known guys. I've known athletes who were in that situation where they're at a party. The girl wants to sleep with them. They're drunk, or maybe they're just too tipsy. They sleep with them. Then they wait and go, oh, my gosh, I can't believe I did that. And then they want to say rape, which is totally wrong. I know a lot of guys in that situation where the girls willingly go and do that. And the thing about it is, he shared the room. He was the only one in the room. So there was guys walking into the room, seeing her in bed with him. That's what got her pissed off. She was embarrassed that it was guys out in the room playing PlayStation, drinking. She's in the room fucking him. And they're like, yo, dude, you done yet? Yo, can I get some? And stuff like that. That's what she got upset
about. I'm not
saying
anybody.
And James laughed. And that's the reason why she said, well, I was raped. Because her girlfriends found out about it. Because they're texting their boys, yeah, he's in there with so-and-so. Everybody knows she's in there with him. So it's going around campus that, oh, she's going to be fucking him. And she probably don't want that known out there. So what is her recourse? Rape. The police, nothing cooperated with anything. So what's happening now with him is that it's the student code of conduct.
Yep.
They want to get him, but and here's the thing. The teammates, his roommates, they go, we're not testifying. But they're pleading the fifth. So then it come down to him testifying. He said what happened. Roommates ain't saying nothing. It's going to take 2 weeks for a decision. Guess what? They're going to come up with a decision after the playoffs and the national championship. So then they're going to say, you're going to be suspended from football next year for whatever. He's turning pro.
Yep.
So that's the whole thing there. But, yeah, the difference, there's no race thing. Jameis Winston, he got that thing over his head, and he stole crab legs.
Yeah. Have you seen a video of that?
And the thing, no, I didn't see that. And the thing with him signing autographs.
Yeah, okay. That was the other thing. He did get in trouble for signing autographs.
No, they don't got him for that.
Well, no, he got...
No, here's the thing.
I thought he got suspended for a game.
No, he signed a bunch of autographs. No, that was for the... He stood up in a cafeteria.
Oh, saying, yes, I'm sorry.
Effort in the P-U-S-S-Y. He got in trouble for that. That's another student conduct thing that he's going to have to deal with. No, he signed a bunch of autographs, right? And they go... He signs autographs all the time. After the games, people walk out. Can you sign an autograph? No big deal. NCAA said, that's okay. Then they realized that there was 5,000 autographs that were authenticated by one sports memorabilia company. They went, wait a minute. If you're just randomly signing autographs, you know, for the stand, for the fans, before the game, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
After the game on your way out, you sign autographs, no big deal. But we have 5,000 autographs that are authenticated by a company. One company. It's not like it's a bunch of people like, oh, this kid had his autograph signed, so he went to have it authenticated. Another kid went to another place. That's when they go, we know you did something, but there's no paper trail.
Oh, yeah. And
basically, and here's what's probably going to happen. He signed these autographs. They're going to be sold.
Mm-hmm.
But once he's out of college, then he'll get paid for it.
Oh, yeah.
They don't have that link to him.
And we will, like I said, this was actually a good topic for us to discuss because just the whole college system with all that, that would be a future episode. So, fair enough.
Johnny Manziel, but Beamer, we want to go comedy. We want to have fun.
We want to have fun.
Too serious. Facebook rant, this, have fun. Who's your nominee?
Well, first one is it's actually a group nomination, and I'm not going to put it under a certain entity, and it's just, I went and I saw an article, and it made me want to nominate them. It was a group of chemists, okay? Listen, it's Wallace...
right after I say
brothers,
fun
Williams, William Hanford, Donald Holmes, and Joseph C. Shivers. Now, back in 1958, they worked for the DuPont Company, and that's a company back, you know, they make
you don't gotta go they, that they, much
they, make
detail.
They make a bunch of different things. Well, they created in 1958 this miracle material called Lycra. So, you know, cut about 50 some years later,
and they made pantyhose.
They made this beautiful material into one of the most favorite things ever created by us on Bar Talk. Yoga pants.
Wow.
these guys are the, and this is an article that I did read, and it was about how a mistake.
You won me back.
How a mistake turned into one of the greatest discoveries for men in the last 20 years.
Oh my God.
Lycra. These guys right here, I know it was a group.
But what have they done this year?
They're probably dead.
But they invented yoga pants.
But this article just came out, so I had to share this. So.
Don't lessen it. Oh, comedy and sex.
They invented yoga pants. Well, there we go. Somebody made it into a pants.
Six degrees of separation.
There you go.
They invented yoga pants.
They are Kevin Bacon in this story. That's my first nomination because these people did not get the recognition that they needed back in 1958 because there was not a bar talk then. I'm putting it for a second nomination. These guys deserve some sort of credit because yes, we would not be as happy as we are without these four gentlemen.
Remember, you lost me from the beginning, but you drew me back in.
There you go.
All right. Okay. So, we got Johnny Manziel. We have the inventors of yoga pants. All right. Can I move to my second nomination?
Yes, you can.
For nomination for Person of the Year, Iggy Azalea. I have to say this because we have a Caucasian female with the ass of a black woman, times two.
Yeah, she does have an ass on.
She came off, her first hit, she was on the charts number one longer than, she actually was the first female to have a number one song on the chart and a number two simultaneously. That had been done by the Beatles, but she's the first female to do it. So here she is, a rapper. So she set some records that were just unbelievable. Her song, she was on Problem with Ariana Grande. Mm-hmm. That was at number two. And her song, Fancy, was number one for a long time, simultaneously. So you have to look at it like, I mean, that was a historical thing there, made her mark in the music world on that part. But also, visually, she's got a body that's just unreal. She's from Australia. She came to the U.S. when she was like 16 or 17 because she wanted to be a rapper. She came over. And I had actually seen Iggy, actually in the hip-hop world, and I'm going to say in the black community if you're in the rap, she had been on a Soul Train Award like 4 years ago. They have this thing on the Hip Hop Awards that they have annually. It's called the Cypher. It's where they have regular artists and they bring up up and coming artists and they basically freestyle. You know, they play for about 2 minutes and they have about three or four artists and they freestyle. Iggy was featured on the Cypher and she killed it. So she has been in the black community, in the hip hop community, known for a while. It was just a matter of time before there's a lot of artists that are on these things. They're just waiting for them to come out. She came out. People think she's brand new. She's not brand new. She's been here for a while.
Oh, yeah.
But for the most part, she's killing the rap game. I consider her more of like hip pop. But her songs are there's a couple songs that she has. There's one that I like. I'm a big fan of. It's called Murder Biz. And she's on a song, Mediocre, with T.I. But she can rap. Now, whether she's writing, there's a big question whether she writes all her songs. A lot of artists have ghostwriters. I really don't care.
Mm-hmm.
She holds the lyrics down. She puts on a decent show. Her body is out of control. And she kind of made me forget about Miley. So with that, I'm going to say she's my nomination, Iggy Azalea, for my my second nomination for Bar Talk Person of the Year.
I have a problem with that.
Okay.
That I don't know if I'll be able to stand up after thinking of her ass. So, no, I have no problem with that one.
Yes.
To her ass.
Yes.
All right. Since we're going that way, I will nominate once again, and this is going to be a group. It's not a group of people, but this is a group for her. Kate Upton. Kate Upton's boobs. And whoever makes her bra so small that her titties just jiggle every time she walks, that is my my second nomination. Because
Well, here's the thing: I didn't nominate. She was honorable mention for me.
Yes.
But she's being nominated by you, so I'm glad. I'm not going to deny this at all. The only thing is...
She's doing a commercial
for
right
this
now.
Year. Yeah, she does a Game of War.
She does Game of War.
It's a PC RPG game. And which the commercial was just...
I mean, seriously.
She's on a horse.
That's what...
The second one when she's on a horse.
Oh, God.
Well, the first one where she's walking.
Wow.
But she was in the movie.
Was the other woman or...
The other woman. I think that's what it is. If you hadn't seen the movie, you really don't have to see the whole movie. All you need to do is see the one scene where she's walking or she's kind of jogging on the beach.
Like a homage to, Bo Derek and Ten.
Yeah. In slow motion, in a bikini. I'm telling you right now, for a guy, there's no way, a straight guy, there's no way you can watch that scene and not want to grab...
Hey, you know what?
A napkin and some hand lotion.
I bet there's a bunch of gay guys who are like, you know what? That's almost enough to fucking turn.
Very,
down.
Very nice. Very nice.
But her bra maker, whoever that is the greatest person ever because.
Or no, the person who puts her in the small.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. Whoever fucking does that, because they just say, you know what? We're gonna go a size too small for you.
Mm-hmm. And she's dating Jason Verlander. A baseball player. Motherfucker. Athlete with money.
Mm-hmm.
Twice her age.
Bullshit.
Yeah. Some bullshit. So anyway. All right. So I'll jump into my... And hands off to that nomination. Yes.
Yeah, I had to lift my hand up there.
My next one... This person's been around. And not till recently did this person... jump into my sights, and she actually, and yes, it is a she. She actually leapfrogged over quite a few of my other possible nominations. So for my third and final nomination here, I'm actually going to go with Nicki Minaj.
Really?
She totally leapfrogged over a number of other female actresses.
Singers?
No.
Entertainers.
Other celebrities.
Really? Nicki Minaj?
For one, I like her music. You know, and she's a rapper. She can rap very good. She's a very good rapper. The Anaconda song, if you've seen the video, it's just unreal.
Yeah.
That her album cover is unreal.
I could go with
but
album.
She reinvents herself. And right when, no matter how hard people try and trash her, she comes right back. She sings, she does pop, and she stays relevant. That's the thing. It's so hard to stay relevant.
She can be considered hip hop also.
No.
No?
She does on her album. Her albums are street.
Yeah, but I'm just trying to figure, you know.
No, one song just happened to make it on. Rap now is, I might as well say it, white people love rap music.
Mm-hmm.
Young white people. The older white people are like, oh, we can't. They didn't want to put rap nominee for anything. Do you know, remember, We Are the World was the highest grossing song when it came out, mm-hmm. ever. In the history, it was the highest grossing song. Do you know what song... top that. It was a rap song. Wild Thing by Tone Loc. Topped.
Boy, people did like Wild Thing.
Wild Thing topped We Are the World for the highest grossing song, selling song of all time.
All time?
And it didn't get nominated for Song of the Year. Here you have the highest selling song when it came out.
Mm-hmm.
It outsold We Are the World, and it didn't even get nominated for Song of the Year because they go, oh, it's just a rap. It got a rap Grammy, but it didn't get nominated. And that's when people were like, okay, this is really crazy. Things are a little bit different now. That's why if you want to watch awards, awards really matter, is the Billboard Music Awards.
Yes.
That's strictly by sales, radio airplay. Not what the radio stations don't play. I used to do radio. You chart what is being requested, you know, what you play on your own, what have you. But it goes by what's being requested,
yeah,
what's being downloaded, you know, sold, yeah, et cetera, et cetera. The top songs, top five songs, there's a few pop, but rap is in the top 10. And it pisses like a lot of country artists off, rock artists. Rock is really knocked down because right now, hip-hop and country are the top two genres of music that are selling right now. Pop is third.
Yeah, I think you're going to have like lulls in the future. But rock,
you don't get bands anymore. People don't even care.
Well, but honestly, I think part of the thing with that is that you might see in 5 or 10 years that they get a resurgence, and it's because other artists wanting to go, and you really don't see this.
No, that's true. I know.
And, but, you know, it's going to be more collaborations, mm-hmm, and all that. And, you know, it could be from rappers, it could be from pop, mm-hmm, people, it could be, you know, from country. But you're going to have different variations of music because of that.
But that's why I nominated one, because she's also a female. And women, she's, I ain't going to say she's dominating the rap industry right now, but she's stage relevant. Everyone wants her on her album. She's making guest appearances, collabos on so many different songs, and her ass is bigger than Iggy Azalea's. And some of the people say, well, who does she leapfrog? I mean, some of my personal favorites, if you listen to the show, Miley Cyrus, she hadn't really did too much. I will admit, I'm finally going to admit that she's slutting it up a little too much.
Yeah.
You know, everybody wants
You've seen the picture of her blowing a fucking blow-up doll on stage?
Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's on stage.
What concert is that? She's not even singing.
Doesn't matter.
She's got a fake penis in her mouth.
Doesn't matter.
Fair enough.
What Beyonce wears on stage, does she wear at home? No, it's on stage.
But does Beyonce have something in her mouth that she can't sing?
That's not what she does, though. But I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Do you have this stage persona?
Yeah.
Has Miley Cyrus been busted for drunk driving, drugs, anything? What has she done other than when she's on stage? Notice what you said. On stage.
Oh, no.
At home. Do you see pictures of her at home blowing the fuck? Nope. When you make an appearance, what do? You got to stick out. You got to be noticed. All so right. What do? When you see all these women at the award shows, the red carpet doing stuff, they wear, oh my gosh, what are they wearing? You know what? When you want to stay relevant, you want to be noticed, wear something bad. You want to be noticed, wear something good. If you wear something normal and plain, you don't get noticed.
Mm-hmm.
You either got to be really hot or really bad. Either way, they're going to notice you. That's how you stay relevant. And yep. You know what she's doing? Oh, did you see that? She's laughing all the way to the bank because people want to see her so they can talk about how bad she was. Photographers. Oh, Miley Cyrus is going to make an appearance. Oh, we got to see this. You know she's going to be real slutty. Every reporter goes up. You can have Beyonce. You can have the fucking President of the United States and his wife. You can have the Queen of England come through. Miley Cyrus walks through with pasties on. Oh my gosh! We've already seen her in pasties. We've already seen her in a thong. We've seen her fucking naked in the Wrecking Ball video.
Oh, yeah, she's done fucking
Lady
naked.
Gaga.
She's been naked in fucking video.
Remember Lady Gaga was the outrageous one? She came out of an egg. She wore a meat dress. Now, Miley, guess what? When is the last time you heard anybody say, oh my gosh, look what Lady Gaga's wearing? She gave up. Because it's not that Miley's that outrageous. It's just because she was Hannah Montana. She's sticking her tongue. Oh, my gosh. She stuck her tongue out. What?
So you're saying Miley Cyrus is the gem of this generation. Because Jem was truly, truly outrageous.
That's pretty gay that you watched that show. It was a girl's show about a girl band.
Yeah, anyway. That was fucking four. And
you watched My Little Pony too, Beamer? No, that's a good analogy. Yeah. It was funny.
So Nicki Minaj,
is for a female. She's relevant. Her albums, whether she does a street album,
I saw a picture of her without makeup on and all.
She's beautiful.
Oh my god! No! Keith, she was amazing looking, mm-hmm, and without all that shit on her, I was just like,
well, no. That's the other thing. For this album, she's not doing all the. She's being natural. This is her new look.
I mean,
for now,
I will give it to you that she stepped up in my fucking in my mind. I mean, you know, it's kind of the voice. It's kind of not into fucking chick music so much. I'm not saying that in a bad like, but you know, it's made for a certain demographic. Yep. I'm not in that demographic, but I saw some pictures of her where she's not pink haired and she's not fucking
Now crazy. She's gonna go back to that, but right now she goes, I'm gonna be natural for her, just to show that.
And seriously, like,
here's this,
like,
here's
wow.
that. That's a character.
I mean, that, I like natural beauty, and she does actually have some fucking natural beauty. All right, so my
your third and final nomination.
My third and final nomination. All
right, it's another group.
this is gonna be all right. This has got to be my third one is Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, wait, hold on. I got to give it up for Nicki Minaj.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Nicki Minaj. All right.
So, your nominee is
Matthew McConaughey.
2014? Well, Person of the Year? Now, you got to pass. You got to pass with the yoga pants, dudes.
He did win the Academy Award. And it's like, it's amazing. A guy that had that shitty of a movie career, all he had to do.
He had a good movie career.
Yeah, but some of the movies he did was just, you know.
He's only had a couple of bad movies.
Fair enough. Whatever.
No, for real. He's only had a couple.
It only took him to lose like 80 pounds to fucking win an Academy Award.
No, that was a great movie.
That was a great movie.
Period.
But I'm just saying.
Dallas Buyers Club. Did you see it?
Yes, I watched it. Very good movie. And
my favorite scene. What's wrong with her? Full-blown AIDS. Really? Next you know, pat. Because he had AIDS. He wasn't getting the ass. Now that the girl got full-blown AIDS, he goes, what do we got to lose?
So, I went a little bit realistic, but, you know, as a bar talk, person of the year, I had to go there, because he really did. He stepped up this year. And with, like, Dallas Buyers Club, like I said, you know, and I had to give to him. So, and I just had to be able to do one more time. Hey, it's all right. It's all right. So,
where was this during Impressions Week?
You all told right, me I wasn't allowed to do them.
So, let's recap. We have Johnny Manziel. We have the inventors of...
The inventors of Lycra.
Stop it! Just go all out!
Yoga pants!
We have Iggy Azalea. We have
Kate Upton.
We have Nicki Minaj.
Boots. Nicki Minaj and
Matthew McConaughey. Those are our nominees for Person of the Year.
I am sitting, just waiting to find out who's going to be the winner.
Yep. So next week we will disclose, and we'll do first, second, and third place. Not that it matters, but we'll pick our winner.
Do you want to be
and
second?
Then our two honorable mentions.
What do they call second? First loser. Come on.
The first loser. And yeah, fuck it. Just the we'll announce our winner next week. And we'll go over the AskMen.com's 99 hottest women. That is the most flawed list ever. I'm going to say this right now. Just a preview teaser. Miley Cyrus was 99. She was like fucking like 92 last year. The fuck is wrong with them? You don't want a girl, oh, let's make love. You want a girl who says, let me lick your balls and suck your cum right out of my eye. You'd be like, whoa. That's my answer. You think Miley Cyrus would be. Remember you said,
her cum right out of your eye.
Remember you said, she is nasty, the nasty factor.
Well,
that's what you want. That is what you want. So, we're going to go over that. The AskMen.com top 99. So make sure you guys check it out too. Go on their website and you can examine that list and send us your thoughts now. Now. Right now. Right now. BarTalk1@yahoo.com. Let us know your thoughts about the hottest women on the top 99. AskMen.com for 2014. All right. So. All right, another thing I want to touch on, just a little bit. Just a little bit. There's a lot of things going on in the news. One thing, real quick, Bill Cosby, we touched on it a little bit. It's just tragic what's all the people that's coming out as a big fan of Bill Cosby. I'm a comedian also, as well as a DJ. I'm a comedian.
I do have to say that.
One of my, hey, real quick, Katie's in the house.
Woohoo,
the beautiful, lovely. They can't see you, but she's blushing. Look at her. Yeah, she's trying. So Katie's here, very lovely. You want to come on, 714 Ash Boulevard, Middletown, and check her out. She's here on Wednesdays.
I thought you were going to get somewhere completely
and
different.
And Mondays.
With that.
Wendy Monday, Friday, and Saturday. Come on down, check out Katie. Hey. All right. So, Bill Cosby, I have to say that he had a great impact on my act, just by his style and everything like that. And what's going on with him, I'm not going to defend anything. That's granted, I'm going to say this, he hadn't been charged with anything. He did settle a lawsuit out of court. One of the reasons why he settled is they drew in like 13 women to testify against him. That was enough to say, okay, look, let's just settle this out of court. We don't want to make a fiasco. There's a lot of women coming out. They're not asking for anything. I'm not jumping on his side. I'm the only thing I'm going to say this. This is the only neutral or the only thing I'm going to say about this whole Bill Cosby issue. He needs to shave that fucking beard right now.
That gray pubed hair fucking on his face.
Because to me, it's almost like OJ. Most likely he did it. We can't prove it. He has not been charged in the criminal court. But let me just say this. With that beard, he looked like a dirty fucking old man. He looked like that uncle where if you have a daughter, you want to say, don't go to Uncle Bill. Don't sit.
Yeah.
Come here and come and see Uncle Bill when sit on my lap when and I eat a jello pudding. Bah. Yeah.
When you're having your summertime family get together, family reunion, you'd be like, where did Uncle Bill go?
Where did Uncle Bill go?
Then you start counting the kids to make sure, like,
he's not here.
Yeah.
Everyone got the buddy system? No. So, shave that fuck. You look guilty. Guilty.
He looked like an old man that just, like, I gave up.
So, I mean, hey, Bill, just fucking, where does he live? I think he lives in Massachusetts somewhere. Lock yourself in your mansion. Don't come the fuck out. That's it. That's all I got to say. You know, unless you got to go to jail. You know what I mean? So, it's a shame, but, you know, hey, everybody got skeletons in their closet. But, shit, his closet can't barely close.
Yep. Well, supposedly.
Yeah, supposedly. Allegedly.
I mean, because seriously.
Allegedly. He got all them Jell-O pudding pop sticks in his locker. He's trying to fucking.
And so, you know, that is what, you know.
It's
a hard topic to talk about because you don't want to go and say the people that are saying anything are lying, but at the same time, we won't ever know. I mean, there's, you know, it's just not there. We don't have the proof to say that it's definite.
And that's why, honestly, I don't have a role model, per se. People say, who do you look up to? Who do you body? You know what? And I mentioned that Bill Cosby had an impact on my career. The impact that he had was his style of comedy. I never, as a young kid, I never thought I would be doing stand-up comedy. Yeah. Never thought. I thought I might be a rapper one day, but that wasn't even in my horizon. You know, I grew up a football kid. We grew up a football family, and I thought I'd be playing football. Pro football, but I knew somewhere that I'd be doing something.
Oh, I was going to play fucking pro baseball.
But I watched some of the early comedians that I watched was Robert Klein. I don't know if a lot of people know him.
Very good.
He was one of the first comedians that I seen on HBO. This is when HBO first came on. It wasn't even on 24 Hours.
HBO. It was Home Box Office.
Home Box Office.
No, that's but how they addressed it. Yeah.
Remember, I was there when it happened. You were. Trust me, I know. It was HBO. Home Box Office, what it stood for. But yeah, they still went by HBO.
Yeah.
But it would go off at like midnight.
Mm-hmm.
Unless a movie continued on.
Yeah, carried
it'd be
over
a little longer. And then you'd have the American flag up until 6 a.m. But I seen Robert Klein do a stand-up thing. We were at a friend's house. And it was unbelievable. And the second comedian I seen was George Carlin. And he was the first one I seen curse.
A comedian curse.
So then, moved down the line, I seen Richard Pryor. And I was like, wow. Back then, again, never said I wanted to be a comedian. But those are my influences, seeing them. But when I started doing comedy, or even thought about doing comedy, Bill Cosby himself, that one special where he's sitting down, the one thing that I do when I'm talking, I make sure that everyone's listening. And being, if you ever seen when I'm talking and the room's quiet.
As a cop right now, which was kind of eerie.
Yeah. But that's when you hear, I did it. And the room gets quiet. I got that from Bill Cosby.
Yes.
And then and I then hit him, I know and then he laughed.
I know which comedy. My parents had the album of that.
Yeah. That, oh, I had that too.
Yeah, I would listen to that because I was really big into albums and everything when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I used to listen to oldies music and stuff like that on it. But they had the comedy album of Bill Cosby. And I remember the first time I actually watched that. And you don't get it through the album. You know,
you
get that he's
it.
Paying attention. You know, you get you're listening to him contently. Like you tell people, shut up, I'm listening. But when you see him and he just sits in a chair and he goes and he does just that subtle like, oh, rolls his eyes, rolls his head, and he puts his hand on his face and he's just like,
mm-hmm.
You're like, damn.
Well, I didn't do all that, but my thing was.
But you understand what I'm saying?
He
can captivate a crowd. By
can I have my moment?
No, you can't.
But the way he controlled the roof, the way he controlled the crowd when he's telling the story, and everyone is just, I mean, you can hear a pin drop.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. That there. Another thing that got me, I went to see, here's what I knew I wanted to do something famous. I wanted to be famous. And again, comedy was not, that was the last thing. I wouldn't even say that if you asked me, if you could be famous, what would it be? I went to a Run DMC concert. It was a Who's house. And one part of the concert, when they're doing the song Run's House, Run goes, you know, Who's house? And the crowd goes, Run's house. And when they said that, the lights all went white. It started from the stage and went out into the crowd up to the ceiling. I'm at the, it was the Spectrum at the time. I'm at the Spectrum. And I'm at the Spectrum. And I'm sitting there, and they go, "Who's house? Run's house." We're on the floor. I had good seats on the floor. I look up in the nosebleed section, and people up in the fucking nosebleed, the last seat, all the way up to the top, are screaming, going nuts. Everyone's on their feet. And I'm standing, and I stopped, and I look at the stage, and I'm just looking around, and I was like, I want that.
And I will say this right now, and I understand what you're saying. That it was one of the most unsafest fucking stadiums to stand in a nosebleed. If you lead forward too much, you were toppling everybody.
Going
up.
To the top steps. If you were up in the upper level, it was like climbing a ladder.
Oh, it was the worst walk.
It was scary.
Oh my god!
If you had too much to drink, you
well, I was little when we went there. I was like elementary school, and I remember we walked up there, and it was one of the scariest walks you will ever do in your life. Stadium wise, you know what I mean? It's probably a lot scarier.
But just that control the crowd thing, and that's what I wanted. And by accident, years later, went to an open mic comedy night, seen that, and I was like, seen bad comics. People say, what's your inspiration, or who do you, bad comics. I was like, wow, I could do that. And these guys were up on stage and seeing shows, and these guys are headlining, and go, I could do that. That got me in. But to Bill Cosby, I mean, it wasn't him. It was how he controlled the crowd. That's what, you know, so, but it's just a shame that somebody that I kind of looked up to went through that. And that's why I never look up to, you know, I was in basketball. I loved Allen Iverson. I was a huge Allen Iverson fan. I had every sneaker. I went to Sixers game 3-4 times a year to the big games. And I mean, I loved Allen Iverson. But on the court. Not off the court. That was the thing.
Yeah.
There was a club in Philly he used to hang out at. I went to the club. It was the After Hours Club, Palmer's in Philly. And I seen him standing up by his car, his white Bentley, smoking weed. And I was just like, wow. Well, you know, he is a thug. No big deal, that's that. But you know what? On the court, I respected him on the court. Off the court, eh. And that's how it is. And that's how I feel about people. You know, people
and then,
like, you know, I've acted a little bit. And they go, well, who do you really? I go, well, I mean, I like a lot of people, but off camera, I mean, you know, why is it that if a person, an actor, gets, like, I'm going to throw
who's
this out
your
there.
Influences?
This may be fucked up what I'm going to say. I'm going to say this. The guy from Glee who overdosed, he died.
And everybody cried.
They did these tributes. Oh, he's this great person, and he had these issues and these demons. He OD'd on meth or whatever. But then you get a person on the street. Who ODs on meth? Oh, pff, they're just a drug addict. They're just a piece of shit. Mm-hmm. They got what they got coming. There is no different. If you're sitting there injecting meth or I don't even know how you take it, whatever. You're injecting heroin or whatever in your arm. if you're a millionaire, a super movie star, a music mogul, or you're just some homeless guy on the street, guess what? There is no different. You are the same. I look at them the same. So all these Hollywood people who are out there fucking getting high or shooting up or doing this, drunk driving, all this stuff, you are no different than a Joe Schmo on the street. So don't call this Joe Schmo a drug addict and a derelict. And don't say this Hollywood person has issues or demons and they just need rehab and they'll be okay. These are the same people. That's my rant there. Fuck all these labels of Hollywood and putting them on these pedestals. DJ K spoken. I'm out. Peace.
Will take that and I will say
so the same thing with Bill Cosby. I will. You know what? He's no different than any fucking sexual predator that you see on To Catch a Predator or anything else.
We don't even know if it's a sexual predator. That's the thing. I mean, it's
the numbers. I know, but the numbers. So, the numbers. That many women can't have the same. Now, I'm not saying everyone. Janice Dickinson, her story is real subject.
Yeah. But it's. Yeah.
The ones who say, hey, here's what happened. It happened back then. I don't want no money. I don't want nothing. I don't even want Janice Dickinson. I want him to say that he's a rapist. Stop it. Shut up. You're just an attention whore right now. But to those who say, you know what? I'm just telling you my story.
Back in the day,
hopefully it won't happen to anybody else.
Yeah. And back in the day, she was an admitted drug addict and everything else. Yeah. So.
But I'm just saying that. And she even said, I don't know. I was high. I couldn't remember.
So.
So, Bill, hey. Bill, sorry about your luck. Sorry about your luck, buddy.
If you did it, you know, if you didn't, you know. So, I actually did want to kind of end on a positive note. I will not go into a full rant.
Okay, here we go.
I actually just wanted to say happy.
Voice the men singing.
I would say happy birthday to my father who will not be listening to this podcast.
I'll serenade in the background.
To the end. This is a happy birthday to my father.
Happy birthday.
And just want to, you know, even though he won't hear this, it'll be spread through the world, you know, through the minds of everybody that my dad.
Yeah,
when I needed an ass whooping, I got an ass whooping. When I needed a hug, I got a hug.
When he needed a hug,
when I needed somebody to come up and say,
when he needed someone to come up and say,
Keith, I'm going to stab you in the neck with a pen. Or, you know, my dad's been a great guy. My dad's been through a lot of shit. I gave him a lot of fucking extra stress in his fucking life. And I just wanted to say happy birthday. So, love you, Pops. I know you won't listen to this because I told you not to. But, you know, world, there are good people in this world. I'm sitting across from one of them, and I happen to be spawned from one of them, too. So, you know, that's it. Just love. So, we're coming up to that witching hour, and Keith is lip-syncing Boys and Men, End of the Road.
Not lip-syncing.
Lip.
Oh, as we go to the end. Of the road, I can't let go. It's a natural road.
Yeah, and it was
you
so.
You belong to me. I belong to you.
First real concert I ever saw, Boys of Men.
Wow.
I mean, I went growing up to like.
How old were you when you went?
When this came out,
you didn't go just to see them because that's kind of creepy.
No, it was State Fair.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Harrington State Fair.
Yeah, State Fair.
Oh my gosh, I remember that.
Yeah,
I was.
You were there, weren't you? I knew actually four people that were at the same concert with me. All
right, but, wow, I remember that. That's crazy. All right, so well, that is we can wrap it up tonight.
Yeah, we'll wrap it up. We will be back next week.
Hit us up at BarTalk1@yahoo.com. BARTALK1. Tune in next week. We will announce our Bar Talk Person of the Year.
We will go over the
AskMen.com hot. And we know, let's have our top 10.
Yes.
Write that down. We're going to have our top 10 Bar Talk hottest women of 2014.
Sounds like a plan.
Sounds like a plan. All right, that and much, much more. So that's going to be it. Let's end this with a toast. All right, here's to another great episode of Bar Talk, and we'll see you guys next week.